Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're primarily talking about air conditioning today with our two air conditioning experts, Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design in Tucson. Andrew, we haven't given a phone number out yet. I guess we ought to do that. You're running a Rosie on the House special as well.
Yes, sir. Our special right now, it is spring, and you should have your AC tuned up so that it does not have that failure in the middle of summer when everyone else's breaks that did not pre-plan. So have us out, check everything out, and tune it up for only $38 for Rosie customers. Also, we are a full-service plumbing company, so we're also doing a $38 water heater flush and plumbing inspection as one of our options.
And the phone number?
520-333-2665.
That's for our Tucson and Pima County homeowners. And Jeff with Rias up here in Maricopa County.
Yeah, feel free to reach us. You can call in this morning, talk with Heather. That's 480-969-7500 and ask about our APS SRP $99 energy audit, our free air conditioning quotes, or anything that you'd like to talk about.
There you go. Let's bring David into the conversation. We've got David and Justin, and everybody wants to talk to you guys today. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine.
Hey, I'm living in a house we just moved into about 6 months ago, and right outside the master bedroom wall where the headboard sits is a 5-ton compressor unit. Drives me crazy at night and makes it hard to sleep. What are the pros and cons of moving that compressor unit maybe 10, 15 feet away?
Go ahead, Jeff.
There's not really any cons to it. The only one is going to be financial. So it's not cheap to move, and that's relative. Excuse me for using a relative term, cheap. But typically it's going to be around $1,500 to $2,000 to move that.
Tell him why. Right now he's on the floor thinking, holy cow.
Yeah, so get up off the floor. We gotta pump down that system of all it's free on. We got to move all new electrical copper lines, put in a new whip and disconnect, and then recharge your system at a new location, wherever that may be. So I would always say if it's keeping you up at night, get us out to take a look at the location and see if there's possibly other options. There could be something else. I don't know off the top of my head without looking at it.
And there are some units that just run louder than others.
There is, yeah. So there's a lot of different factors into that. But moving the system, I guess the only con would be the expense. Pro would be it's going to be quieter for you.
David, is there room in the yard to move it?
There is. The yard's not that deep, but we could move it maybe 10 to 15 feet away. My concern is what happens to the efficiency of the unit being that far away from the home?
It's not going to lose any efficiency, no. Not if it's done correctly. So.
Okay. And right now it sits on the north side of the house, so it's shaded, where if you move it 10 feet away, it's not going to be shaded, so it's going to be a little bit warmer operating over there.
And that's okay as well. If you drive around Old Phoenix, all those homes have units on their roof. So they're
getting
100% sun exposure.
Well,
that's
good.
Okay.
We'll have to come out and take a look at it then.
Absolutely.
Now, if you have an older system, you may consider replacing instead of moving, because the new ones are whisper quiet. I mean, you will not hear that thing on the inside of the house if you get a new high efficiency.
Well, the home's only 6 years old.
Oh, never mind.
Hopefully it's not a replacement issue. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. David, sleep well. It sounds like a lot of money, but boy, for a good night's rest, it's money well spent.
Yeah.
You know, I see people shading their outdoor unit all the time, sometimes to the point of actually constricting the airflow. You really, having that out in direct sunlight isn't so bad. Trying to cover it up and shade it and block its airflow is not a good thing to do.
Right. You want your outdoor condenser, if it's on the ground around your house, you want it to be able to breathe as best it can, and you want to keep your pets away from using it as a restroom.
Yes. Yes. So. Boy, the male dog's urine will eat the coil up in no time.
Yep.
International Builder Show. I saw one of those products where you slap your head and you think, I should have thought of that. But it's like a fine mosquito netting wrap for your outdoor unit. So when you need to clean it, all you do is unwrap this thing, bring it over here, hose it off, and wrap it back again.
Interesting.
How about that?
I mean to tell you, I thought, holy cow, we tell people all the time to keep those units clear from debris and landscaping, rubbish and leaves and branches and stuff like that. And this was absolutely, it just kind of, it's like those little aluminum slap wrist bracelets.
Wow,
that the kids have, yeah. And you just slap it around there, and it covers the whole thing. When it's time to clean up, you just peel that thing off, hose it off, and wrap it back again.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't,
why didn't I think of that? Right,
right. If you get dirt on those things, you're not transferring heat properly, and you lose efficiency and longevity. So,
and that's a part of an annual maintenance is getting those nice and cleaned up. And we tell people you have to be careful because just hosing them off generally isn't enough.
Yeah, it depends on the brand of product. Some are very difficult to clean with just water, and you've got to go toward more advanced cleaning, which is more expensive. So,
all right. Well, we've got more to talk about air conditioning in the next hour. I also want to talk about apps and the apps that we found at the Builder Show that make home improvement just a little bit easier, a little bit more techier, and a little bit more geekier. All right here at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.